The dramatic text, as a set of fixed written words, was not present in the ritual celebrations which gave birth to theatre. Theatre, on the other hand, does not distinguish itself from ritual through the introduction of text. In the primitive ritual, movement was very important because of its symbolic significance. Words were also introduced at times, probably under the form of song, so as to emphasize the musicality of the words produced by the human voice. As man moved to a more elaborate form of society and became more aware of his language and all its possibilities of communication, gesture was gradually substituted by the spoken word, as it proved to be a more accurate mode of communication. The ritual dance, which could convey an infinity of meanings, was reduced to words, each carrying a specific meaning, and the ritual was transformed into a story which could be told and retold. Legends were invented as an explanation of the workings of nature, which had once been explained through movement. But soon, it was not enough to narrate the legend, and so narration started to be accompanied by dance and music. Eventually, spoken words were being recorded by the use of symbols, for example, writing. The legends, as they were being told and retold, were undergoing changes, depending on who was narrating them. They were organic, as was the narrator. But as soon as they were written down, they could evolve no longer. To preserve the legend, it must be frozen, it must be killed, for death means that growth has stopped.